Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey, this is Dave Hodges. We got disconnected with Virginia Farver. We're picking this up interview right here. Don't go anywhere. It's a terrific interview on 5G.
Dave?
There you are. Okay, we got you.
I heard you loud and clear, and it just wouldn't. Okay.
That's okay. Hey, listen, we're used to this interference, and
yes.
It happens when it doesn't happen. When we talk about fun things like cheating in sports and sports betting and stuff like that, the New World Order doesn't care about that. They care very much about this. And this is where we get our interference. It's okay. We're dealing with it. The audience, they're fine with it. They're used to it too. But I wanted to thank you for being with us. And let's get right down to things. Virginia, I've been reading some of the reports coming out. And first of all, Trump's support, which we can deal with later, is very disturbing. He said, we don't only want 5G, I want 6G. Hey, we're not 15G. Let's just fry us all in the pan right now. But, Virginia, this is going so quickly, it's boggling my mind.
Absolutely, Dave. And I want everybody to know that AT&T announced Friday, right after Trump announced that he wanted not only 5G but 6G, AT&T announced that they want to install 5G in 30 cities. Now, they do not want to disclose what those 30 cities, they don't want to disclose where they're at.
Just a minute. You would think when you do a product rollout, I'm in business, when you do a product rollout, you want to announce the product rollout. You want to be specific. You want people to go and be looking forward to acquiring your product or service. Why, in your estimation, are they hiding where they're going to put the first 30 cities they're going to put the 5G in?
I think because of programs like yours and others, I think, Dave, that they know that there's a lot of opposition to all of this, and there absolutely needs to be, by the way.
Opposition? Are you kidding? Most
right.
People don't even know about it, though. That's the disturbing thing.
Well, that's what they're good at. They talk about transparency, but there's absolutely no transparency whatsoever.
Okay, well, let's get down to it. Okay, we got the 30 cities. Any idea where they'll start other than L.A. and New York and Chicago?
I would say probably Denver. Who knows, Dave? It's probably some of the major cities that in probably most of the states. So I'm just waiting to find out where it's going to be installed, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, that's we'll definitely do a follow up on that. But let's get right down to it. Your background is coming out of tragedy, unfortunately, where you lost your dear son to the effects of exactly what we're going to be talking about, and it sent you on a path of crusading for doing the right thing that you've not looked back on. So when we take a look at this, Virginia, from the first times that we've talked and we've established the fact that these things can be deadly, some people are more susceptible to the effects of this 4G, 5G radiation than others. Where is it going? We know where it's been. We know we have cell phone towers everywhere. We know they're dangerous. We know you shouldn't hold a cell phone up to your head. They even tell you that in the disclaimer black box warnings. But where are we going with this threat?
I think it's going to be a eugenics program, and I think it's going to come down really quick, and it's going to come down hard. And unfortunately, everybody's going to be involved. I mean, we're going to start losing our kids. We already are losing our kids. So somehow, some way, we've got to get it stopped. And that's the danger of this ITO, this Internet of Things, because they're not going to stop, Dave, and they're just going to keep going. Like I've mentioned before, they're actually planning on 7G, and we're not going to survive the 5G.
But don't these same people that are responsible for the rollout, and I ask this question a lot, don't they also have kids?
Yes, and that's, you know, I guess we're working with psychopaths. That's the only thing I can think that this is all coming down to. And Dave, just to let you know, like the FCC, none of our federal agencies are working to protect us in any way. The FCC is actually a captured agency.
Yes.
Ajit Pai, the CTIA, Verizon, T-Mobile are all, they've completely, they're running the FCC right now, so don't believe anything that comes out of the FCC.
Well, who do I believe? Where do I go for information?
Like people like you, or try to find alternative magazines like Nexus. There's a Nexus magazine, and actually the January-February issue of this year has a fabulous information about 5G and some of the censored stories, and there's also an article in there about how we're losing our rights, and of course we know that as well.
Yeah, that's really true. If we had any rights, they wouldn't be able to do this to us. Well,
right.
Let's talk about how they're going to introduce it. What's it going to look like?
Well, this is the other problem. I also know Timothy Skakel out of Boulder, and he said that the industry is actually concerned on how they're going to promote this because they really don't have anything to promote with it. So, other than upping up, and basically 5G is just an upping of the 4G, so it's actually 4G and a half is what they call it. And so, in my view, I think a lot of this is nothing but fraud.
Mm-hmm. And where does the fraud occur? In terms of what they're labeling it?
Yes. In the labeling of it. And there's a lot of collusion going on in the FCC and everything else. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I do pay attention to commercials on TV. And I know the AT&T has a commercial now. At the very end, it says, "Are you with us?" Well, the rest of that is, if you're not with us, you're against us. So I think they're finding themselves in a lot of trouble here.
Well, I know that George W. Bush, when he was talking about the introduction of the Patriot programs, which violated every constitutional right we have, he said, either you're with us or with the terrorists. Is that what they mean by that kind of comment?
I think so. Absolutely. And we're considered the terrorists.
Okay, so we're the terrorists. So ultimately, what does that mean? I mean, tell me where this is going. They're doing kind of a groupthink approach, like if you either agree with us or you're crazy. But where are they taking this? This is where I'm a little confused.
Well, this I start going down the road to where they're all going to add us to this social score. You've heard about this social score in China where, you know, if you're a bad citizen, you're not going to be allowed to travel and that kind of thing. So I really, truly, and like I've said, the utilities have war rooms where they keep tabs of activists. So, you know, this is another part of all that as well.
You mean they... Well, hold on, wait a minute. Because you and I are doing this show, we're going to be on some list somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. I've been on a list.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I was asking Chris Zips. She knows Josh Del Sol very well. And Josh Del Sol produced the film Take Back Your Power. And I'm in that film about the smart grid. And we had some protests here locally, and we went out with great big signs. We had these beautiful signs made and everything, and we stood out in front of one of the utilities, and a bunch of the utility heads came out, and they were taking pictures of us. And I said, "What are you taking pictures of us for?" And so I was always concerned and wondered what that was about, and this is what they're doing. They're keeping a war room with pictures of us and everything we're doing, Dave.
What do you think they plan on doing? Cutting your brakes, assassinating you, blowing up your car? What possible reason could they have to take your picture?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's leading down this road to this social score where you're not going to be allowed to do anything.
Now explain to the audience, in case they haven't heard of this, what is a social score?
Well, they're doing it in China right now, and they keep tabs, of course, of all your data. And if you aren't doing certain things like they want you to do, then you get on their naughty list, basically. And then I've heard it's already causing havoc in China, where a lot of the people cannot travel anymore, right. and you can't purchase certain items, and that's where we're headed.
How does this fit into technocracy, like someone like Pat Wood talks about?
Well, because everything's going to be connected, and that's what they want. They want everything connected. Eventually, they will get rid of landline phones so that you will be forced to be upon this stuff. And that's why I'm nervous about this 5G, because, Dave, I've told people, I said, they're going to put, you know, they want to deploy this stuff every 2 to 10 homes. Well, the smart grid itself, you know, you have all the security cameras on all of the major intersections throughout your towns. And so now this is just going to add another level of that onto your neighborhood. So you're going to have these 5G antennas every 2 to 10 homes, and there's going to be cameras. So they're going to see
coming. Whoa, let's back up.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go through. Let's break this down, because now you're giving us the organizational schema. What's it going to look like?
Well, they're going to have cameras in all the infrastructure that they're going to put in your neighborhoods, so they can be able to see if you're recycling, who's coming and going from your home, how long they're at your home, how many times you come and go out of your neighborhood, watering too much. I mean, it's
Virginia,
going crazy.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was about phone service.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell do they care if you're recycling? Why does that matter to Verizon?
Well, it's just all of this Internet of Things. That's what it is, Dave, and it's about data. Everything's about your data. And that's why I try and tell people, be very, very careful about what you say on your phone and what you text on your phone, because it will go to a data center. And they, you know, and of course with the GPS and all of them, and they can listen to you even when the phones are off. The GPS, you know, they can track you wherever you're at. And that's why they don't want people with landline phones. Also, if you have a landline phone, they have to have a warrant. And if you have a cell phone, they do not have to have a warrant. So that's why.
A warrant for what?
For recording you. They can listen to any conversation they want to. And use it against you, by the way.
Wow. So they're going to monitor how much we leave our neighborhood? What do they care about that?
Well, they want to know if you're using too much water. You know, they've put all this infrastructure in with the smart meters and the smart grid and all this stuff. And you know, they can shut your water off at any time. They can shut your power off at any time. And this is where we're headed.
Is this part of the social credit score, about the ability to shut off your resources?
Yes.
Pat Wood has spoken to me about the social credit score. Are you seeing any evidence that it's already been implemented in America? I know it has in China. In fact, let me share with you the story Pat told on the air. This lady said something that wasn't over-flattering about the government in China, but it wasn't that bad. She was kind of surprised when the men in black showed up, black suits, black ties. They came in, she served them tea, and she said, I was having a bad day. I don't mean anything by it. I love the government. Blah. They left without arresting her. She thought she was okay. A week later, she was kicked out of college. A couple days after that, she lost her job, and then she got an eviction notice from her apartment. She was basically declared a non-person for one comment she made on the net. Are you seeing any evidence of that here as a result of this technology?
Well, to be honest, my husband, you know, just because of my activism and speaking out, had a false police report filed against him. And so, you know, they thought that was going to shut me up. But I just told my husband, I said, it's going to be a bumpy road. And if this is where we, you know, go, this is where we go. He's about ready to retire anyway. But, you know, Dave, it's
Are you
it's
able to
getting...
talk about the nature of the police report? Because I can't even imagine what they could make up to justify silencing you.
Well, actually, you know Stacy Lynn.
Know Stacy Lynn well, yes.
Yes. Well, she came over and we were looking at it, and she was actually laughing about it, because they actually claimed that the smart meter was the victim.
What?
And the city of Fort Collins was the victim. And so we were actually laughing about it, but you know, it's not funny. And of course, to let everybody know, when they did, I was actually babysitting my granddaughter in Denver. This was a few years ago when it happened, and I would babysit on Mondays and Wednesdays. And of course, I don't have a cell phone, so every time they tried to contact my husband while at work, they did it when I was in Denver. So I know they'd been watching my home as well.
So what did he do wrong? Where was the alleged illegal activity?
Well, a gentleman from the, I can't call him a gentleman, but a man from Fort Collins Light and Power called me at home one day, and he said, I'd like to talk to you about getting a smart meter on your home. And I said, his name's Dennis. I said, Dennis, I said, I know everything there is about these smart meters. I said, I probably know more than you do. I said, you are not putting one on my home. I said, end of communication. So I hung up. I literally hung up. And so anyway, they proceeded, and I didn't know this. They called my husband while he was at work and engaged my husband in a conversation. And my husband told them they were going to harm people with these meters. And my husband basically said that he would protect our home and our property any way he needed to do so. And they took that as a threat. So this is where we're at, Dave. And so anyway, and then another day they actually called him into the police station, and we had a lieutenant that, and they did this while I wasn't, and I told my husband, I said, you know, they have to have a warrant. I said, why didn't you ask them for the warrant? And he said, well, I don't know any of this stuff. So basically, Dave, they are relying on your, you know, stupidity, basically, if you don't know the laws and stuff. So anyway, he went in and they actually had him in tears in an interrogation room. And he told him about our son and everything.
So I'm going to stop you from coming into my home and doing something I don't want done. I didn't say I'm going to shoot you. I didn't say I'm going to wrestle you to the ground and knock your teeth out. I still fail to see where the threat is.
Well, that's basically, they think that's what it is. Well, you know, David, like I said, they claim that the smart meter and the city of Fort Collins was the threat, although they called my husband and engaged him in conversation on the phone and taped him in this conversation. And I actually have the recording of it. And it's really sad, you know, because we lost our son from this. And just to let everybody know, you know, my son was involved in the brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus, and it was a cell tower involved. And of course, it's a HARP cell tower, but it's actually mission control for San Diego Gas and Electric. And that's why I'm in the film. But so this is why my husband was trying to talk to them about this. And, I'll tell you, Dave, they've tried everything to shut me up.
Is this PG&E?
No, this is, no, that's San Diego Gas and Electric. It's SDG&E. Yeah. They all work together. But, San Diego's, you know, the southern part of the state. But San Diego State, SDG&E actually works with Fort Collins, Light and Power. So they're all connected through the grid, you know. So they had to do everything. They had to shut me up.
Did it work?
No.
Obviously not, because you're still standing.
Not.
You're still
if
here.
If anything, Dave, it made me that much more furious. And I still am on them over this stuff.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 2009. And I've been trying to raise the alert flags to everybody since then, because when I started investigating with this, you know, I had a neurosurgeon tell us it was from the cell phone. And so then I started researching cell phones, and then I bumped into all these articles about SDSU. So I've gone from that from cell phones to the cell tower to everything that's on this cell tower, and everything that's on this cell tower is relevant to what we are doing today with the 5G.
How long has the information been out there that these things are bad for you? So 2009, almost 10 years. How long has there been enough information to say, we can scientifically conclude this stuff will kill you if you're exposed to it over a long enough period.
This information, Dave, has been out there for a long, long time. I actually know a gentleman out of Texas that's been fighting this stuff for 20 years. And there's a couple of really good things I want people to understand. There's something called the Bioinitiative Report, and there's one from 2007 and one from 2012, and they're both really, really good. So, you know, it's just industries just tried to suppress all this, and the feds have as well. You know, so that's where we're at.
What have the feds done?
Well, actually, I know somebody that's taken a court case through the system in Texas that they've admitted to all this stuff, but yet they are concealing all of this information from the public. So, you know, but this is what they want. They want everybody on this wireless stuff because then, like I said, they can track, and this is how they've pushed this grid forward. And that's why I tell people they've started this grid way back in the early 90s, and Bill Clinton and Al Gore knew exactly then that they were invested in all this stuff, and so they had every intention on pushing it on the public.
Do you know who's underwriting this? Because I can't imagine the ground-level people know what they're dealing with, or they'd walk away.
Well, you would think so, but, you know, a lot of people won't say anything. You know, it's just like the doctors. You know, we were talking about this on a conference call the other day about getting the doctors involved in this. But, you know, Dave, if they admitted that some of this stuff, you know, they prescribe Botox for headaches, and there's some other stuff for underarm sweating, which is all from this, the exposures from this stuff. And, you know, but if they admitted it, they could be sued for malpractice. So this is a problem. I mean, it's a huge, huge problem.
I'm almost speechless because, okay, I'm working for
Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. We got to cut out again. Okay, there we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I said, can you hear me three times? All right.
Oh, I just heard the last one.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm working for Make One Up, Sprint, okay, AT&T. And I'm putting this stuff out there, and I come across these documents. I have a son in college. My son and daughter come home from college. They go, Dad, this is what you're doing, isn't it? Yeah. Dad, this stuff causes brain cancer. Okay, and I look at it and I decide it causes brain cancer. That's when I get my resume ready. Why do people continue to work? Have you ever talked to the on-the-ground people and you say, hey, do you know really what you're dealing with?
A lot of them do, but, you know, their jobs, there's no jobs anymore, Dave. I mean, it's basically, I mean, when you get a job like this anymore, these are well-paying jobs, and a lot of people don't want to give them up. But I do think that there's a lot more people that are becoming aware of this stuff, and I think that there's going to be lawsuits eventually over this stuff. And when you're talking, I just want to go quickly into this brain cancer stuff. 15 years ago, there was a study out of San Francisco that found 3% of the public in the San Francisco area was super electrosensitive, and Dr. David Carpenter thinks that about 40% of the population is now, and we are brain damaging our children over this stuff, and they have new statistics, and I just wanted to mention some of those. In 2014, one out of 88 kids had brain damage. 2016, one out of 45 kids, and now it's one in seven. So when I say the term brain damage, this includes the autism spectrum disorder, behavioral problems, suicidal problems, heart damage, learning problems, mental confusion and mental lapse, depression, ADHD and ADD.
Is that all? I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. Okay, this is going to be fun. I hope the audience heard what you said.
Okay.
I can see my voice level returning here. When I was speaking, it was going blank, blank, blank. Anyway, my comment to you flippantly was, is that all? Is that all the effects? In other words, These are wide ranging, and I come back to the stupidity of people. I don't care if my job pays me $1 billion. If I'm dead tomorrow, what does it matter?
Right. And this is from February of 2016. The American Brain Tumor Association found that cancer is the highest cause of cancer deaths in ages 15 to 39 and the most common cancer among 15 to 19-year-olds and increasing steadily. So this is where we're at, Dave. And it's just going to keep going. I think there's going to be a lot of deaths before anything's done, though. But I think, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to lose their kids.
Is that because the kids are such a vulnerable population because of brain development and plasticity?
Yeah, well, actually, I think I've mentioned this before, that boys are more susceptible because the myelin sheathing around their brain doesn't develop until their mid-20s. And, you know, these kids, you know, when my son got his first cell phone, people say that, well, was it his cell phone or was it the cell tower? Well, the way I explain it, Dave, is with both exposures, there was no chance for survival. But these kids, you know, they were just getting cell phones, you know, back in 1998 or 1999. So, you know, we're just now at that point where these kids have had cell phones for 10 years now, and there's a 10-year latency period. And I think that, I think it was the Interphone study in 2010 saw a 10-year latency period with a 40% rate increase of brain tumors.
40%?
And Dave, and also I found out the other night that there are now cell phones coming out. They're all exceeding FCC guidelines for exposure limits, and some of them now have 6 antennas in them.
I don't understand. Why would you need 6 antennas?
Well, for all the data. It's all about the data.
What about a flip phone?
That's what I encourage people to do. I don't have a cell phone, thank God, and I haven't had one since 2008, and I don't miss it. I've even traveled without one. But I ask people, don't buy into this system. That, you know, it's like I said, it's about the data. They want data from your appliances. They want data from your cell phone. They want data from your smart meters. They want data from your cars. And all the data from your cars, by the way, is going to China right now if you get an electric car. So this is the stuff that we need to stop. But I tell people, if you have to have a cell phone, get a flip phone. Try and find a flip phone. And I think a lot of the manufacturers are telling people that they're not going to manufacture those anymore. So you might have to find one online, a refurbished one or something, but try and do that.
The flip phone, my understanding was, it doesn't transmit as much data.
No. The flip phones don't transmit data. Plus, the flip phones, see, this is the problem, Dave. When the first cell phones first came out, you just had that nice little sine wave that went through the atmosphere. Now you're getting that choppy data wave, and that's the stuff that's so dangerous. And I know people right now that won't go into crowds, you know, or go into venues where there's a lot of people using cell phones, because you don't know where the signal's coming from. And if you've got somebody in front of you using a cell phone, if you're getting that data signal, it hits their phone, goes on through their body, and it can go on through the person around them. So, you know, people are becoming more and more aware of this, but we need to be very careful with these phones.
Careful with the phones. How about the antennas? I understand they're going to have these mini jobs that they put on your lawn, or can you tell us about the organizational pattern and how they're constructed and how they work?
You mean for the 5G?
Yeah, for the 5G, exactly.
Well, we're all trying to figure that stuff out. I think the industry's just trying to stealthily put this stuff in, and we're trying to figure out what each, you know, they're just going to be these little tiny boxes, or these, I don't know if people have noticed, they've got towers now that can go on the sidewalk, and, you know, they just look like a pole. But they're very, very, very high-powered stuff, and that's the problem with it. And also here in Fort Collins, I was telling Dave on the phone yesterday that we're getting 9 new cell towers put into town, and these things are huge. And unfortunately, I contacted a group of people last week. They are putting these cell towers just on the other side of city property, in the county. And the reason they're doing that is because the county has a lot laxer rules and regulations, and they don't need public input. And some of these houses are million-dollar homes, Dave, that have at the back of their property, I'll bet you this cell tower is 20 feet from their back of their property.
Really?
Uh-huh. And this cell tower is so, it's grotesque. It's got to be, I don't know, 200 feet tall. It just looks absurd. It doesn't even look like any of the pine trees that are even near our, you know, that you can even find up in the mountains. They look horrible. So, but that's what they're planning, and they're going to put them in, they're going to really go to a lot of churches to get them put in, installed in the church steeples and also in fake chimneys. And I haven't seen one of those yet.
Fake chimneys. See, again, the obfuscation of what it really is bothers me, because if this is such a good thing, it's so convenient, it's technology moving forward, hooray, hooray, why do you have to have a fake chimney?
Right. And that's just it. That's what I heard this, you know, like 6 or 7 years ago, Dave, that these cell towers were going to get more and more powerful, but the antennas themselves were going to get smaller and smaller. And that's exactly what they've done. And this 5G stuff, Dave, it will cause cataracts in your eyes, and it does so quickly. It heats the nerves, and it heats the inside of your eye. And, also it affects your sweat glands of your body. And of course, you know, down the road, there's going to be a lot of cancers.
What kind of cancers manifest from something like this?
Well, it just depends. You know, it depends on your exposure time and everything else. And, you know, I mean, if you're sleeping next to where one of these antennas are sitting, you know, you're getting it 8 hours a night and constantly. And then on top of the smart grid, I don't think people quite still understand how dangerous the smart grid is. One smart meter, and I've actually heard from some of these experts that it goes even further than this, Dave. One smart meter can travel 1.8 miles, the transmissions from them.
So they don't need to be on top of your house to do the damage?
No, absolutely not.
Are there any studies that indicate the cumulative effect of all this? In other words, you've got your smart meter, and now you've got the cell phone towers. Is it an exponential add-up, or is it 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3? I mean, what about cumulative effects?
Well, I had a Susan Foster, a medical writer out of San Diego. I was talking to her a few years ago, and we were talking about a cancer cluster at the Kelly Elementary School. And again, you know, they had an epidemiology report released, and then everything stopped after that. But these schools won't do toxicology programs because they know that there's a problem. But within 439 feet of the center of this school were high-powered lines, and I had a list of, now this was 2013, 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius of this school. So with that said, a lot of the parents in some of these articles I was reading, they were concerned about the soil and everything else around the school. But I talked to Susan Foster, a medical writer, and she told me, she said, this carcinogen, this wireless stuff, this times any other carcinogen may as well be 1 times 1 equals 1,000. So this is where we're at.
That's what I suspected. And that's really
right.
What I thought you were going to say when I first asked you the question, because it seems to me it's just kind of like your immune system can only handle so much. And it does okay, and then it reaches a point where it's overload, and then there's the collapse because of an exponential effect. And it's true with a lot of illnesses, and I didn't see why this would be any different, and it sounds like it's not.
Well, I've mentioned this on your program before too, Dave. Depression is one of the first symptoms, and this is all you're mm-hmm. hearing about on TV now and stuff. So your kids are going to school. They're sitting in Wi-Fi school, and it's industrial Wi-Fi, by the way. It's very powerful. They're sitting with cell towers on top of the schools, and then they're using laptops, and they're using their cell phones, and then they're going home tonight at night with their smart meters and everything else. So, yes, it's accumulative, but, you know, depression's a big one, and then it also makes any pathogen or any illness more virulent or stronger. So, you know, if you get the flu, that's why Dr. Sam Milham is working closely with the CDC, because the flu used to be a seasonal event where it lasted, what, 3 or 4 months out of the year, and now it's year-round. So, and now we're getting into, I found out that if they turn this 5G on, it's going to trigger the Epstein-Barr virus. So this is where we're going to be heading with all these viruses.
You're kidding.
No. An Epstein-Barr virus, if anybody has ever looked it up, it's kind of it's a herpes virus, and, but it causes mononucleosis, and so there's all kinds of symptoms with that. So, you know, this is where we're headed, and to think that our animals are not going to be susceptible either is crazy.
Well, we've been talking with Virginia Farver, and she's elucidating quite clearly the negative effects of 5G, how it's advancing, and how we really need to be worried as much about the towers as anything else. This next segment is brought to you by, well, one of my favorite sponsors again, Ted Rohr, Health Masters. Why? Because Ted keeps me from the operating knife. He can do the same for you, but also, too, if you're hearing about this right now for the first time, you need to get immune system functioning enhancements from Ted. Go to healthmasters.com and use the coupon code DH5 to take 5% off. Virginia, are there any studies out there that talk about what you eat, what you put into your body can help buffer you against some of these effects?
Actually, we were talking about that the other night. You know, there's actually, if anybody feels like they have any electrosensitivity symptoms, there's a lot of people, Dave, that have gotten, I get contacted all the time by people that literally don't know if they're going to live day to day. And I actually know somebody that's had a bunker built in their backyard underground to stay away from a lot of this stuff. But the 5G will actually penetrate the ground as well. And we were talking about that. So this is why we've got to get it stopped. And if we can't get industry or the FCC to stop it, Dave, then we need to stop it on our own and quit buying all their products.
How do you convince people to do that?
Well, you know, I think, again, there's going to be a lot of people getting sick. I think that there's a lot of people that are already symptomatic. They just don't understand what it's from. Just like the depression, they're going to the doctors and they're getting on depression medication. But if enough people start speaking out about this and they eliminate some of this stuff out of their homes and keep their kids away from these schools like this, I think they can recover somewhat.
Vitamin C, vitamin E, anything specific tied to strengthening the immune system to resist some of these effects?
Well, I've heard several things, even like magnesium, but, you know, I caution people because I'm not an expert in that field. But if you feel like you're really, really sick there, the American Environmental Medicine Association, you can find doctors listed in your area or near your area that can help you with that stuff. And there's actually a doctor, Carlos Ritter, I think he's out of Dallas, and he is really, really good if anybody has any symptoms and they need to get help with this stuff.
Do you know what he does, how he treats, what his protocols are?
I'm not real sure what he does, but he is fighting all this stuff, and he's just very outspoken, and I think he has a clinic, so you can call and ask and see if they've got any if he's in contact with anybody in your local area. So, but you know, there again, Dave, you know, they've killed a lot of these natural doctors and people that are willing to speak out about this stuff. So, you know,
I know that Steve Quayle covered this extensively. And what I mean by that is he covered dead scientists, molecular biologists, and so forth. Would molecular biology fall under the concern areas connected
sure.
to these products?
Sure. Absolutely. I just tell people to eat as healthy as you can, as clean as you can, and take as many supplements as you can afford and try and get the good ones if you can. And at this point right now, then also do not get your kids vaccinated. I was talking to somebody the other day. They said if your kids are vaccinated, and of course they have all the heavy metals in there, it makes it just that much worse, Dave. So don't get your kids vaccinated.
I have read that chemtrails are a trigger for the 5G. They make the effects worse. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I'm kind of looking into that right now. You know, they have something called Project Loon as well, too. And we actually had a test over Fort Collins with that about 2 or 3 months ago. And that is the low orbiting balloons. And I think Google wants to do about, I think it might be about around 40,000 of them. And they want to beam this stuff down from these low orbiting balloons onto the planet. So, and they want to cover 99% of the planet when they're done.
So there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Absolutely.
What do we do?
Well, I actually know a woman that lives out north of town that's been really, really sick from this stuff. I'm telling you, Dave, she had all the shingles taken off of her home and replaced with shielded shingles. And she's taken all the siding off of her house, and she's got this shielded Tyvek that they put under, wrapped around her house, and then put the siding back up. And literally, that's what people, some of these people are doing.
Has it helped?
Oh yeah, and honestly, Dave, we go out there for meetings once in a while, and I'll go out to her house, and immediately when you sit down, I don't think people understand this stuff. When you sit down out there, you just feel completely calm, and I never feel like that unless I'm out at her house.
Is that because of the electromagnetic sensitivity to all that we're exposed to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think most people will understand that. But again, this roof was 15 times more than what a normal roof would cost. So, you know, it's very cost prohibitive. So this is why I say if we just all together just quit buying into this stuff. And of course, there's going to be fringes that do. But I think, Dave, there's a lot of moms. I'm involved with the group now. It's called the Screen Time Events for Schools. And people can join that. And that's to get teachers on board to get kids off of this stuff as well. And we want to work to get Wi-Fi out of the schools.
Good luck with that, because they pay those schools an arm and a leg to put their cell towers in, as well as to Wi-Fi their campuses.
Oh, absolutely.
So how are you going to convince the schools to give up that revenue?
Well, this is it. You know, the school, when you send your child off to school, it's their responsibility for their health and their safety. So if enough parents start speaking out against this stuff, and actually there's a group of people in and I've told people, go buy a nice meter and show people. There are groups of people in California now that have been going to a lot of the schools and testing the dirty electricity and the cell towers around them and everything else. And they're trying to get parents involved, and this is how it's going to come down, Dave. That's what I've decided. We shouldn't have to do this. We should have a government that takes care of us, and they're not doing their job.
It's because they're all compromised.
Right.
Have you found inducements for people in Larimer County at Fort Collins where you live to accept this technology and they personally benefit from it?
Well, I don't know, but I've heard through the grapevine, and I don't know. I have never checked into it. From what I've heard is if, you know, all this stuff's coming down from ICLEI, by the way. I don't know if you know that. There's actually a Mobile World Congress and a World Radio Conference every year. And so, you know, the FCC is involved in all that and everything. So it's all this global crap. But, it's so the tentacles go everywhere, Dave. That's all I can say on it.
I don't get it. Again, this is so easy to understand once you hear it. Let me tell the story of Jose Delgado very quickly for the audience. Spanish physiologist, 1961. I've done a story on this, a couple stories on this on my website, thecommonsenseshow.com. I've taught this in my undergraduate psychology class, and I have so for over 30 years. He fought a bull using electronic magnetic transmission, and he stopped the bull cold in its tracks based on a frequency application. He went to work as a lecturer at Yale. He left Barcelona. And then he was hired by the CIA to work in SRI, Stanford Research Institute in Palo Alto, and he stayed there until 2011. And let me tell you what he said when he came out of retirement, or when he went into retirement. He said, We did things we should never have done. A few months later, he was no longer living. This should have been a big clue for us how bad this stuff is.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I always go back, you knew Dr. Stan Monteith, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, he wrote a book called The Dark, do you remember what it was called? The Brotherhood of Darkness.
Yes.
And I read that book. Really, really good. You know, and he talks about how grants would take this country down. And I'm telling you, Dave, you know, all these colleges, they get lots and lots. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of grant funding every year. And a lot of it comes from Microsoft, from Qualcomm, from all these corporations. And so this is, you know, all these kids are getting money to study all this garbage. And so, and then they push it onto the public, and that's how it's happening. So I'm telling you, I wouldn't have a child at a college, on a college campus whatsoever right now.
Well, some private Christian schools are okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's
about
it.
My son's going to be attending one, but hey, you're right.
Yeah,
well,
private school.
There was a deal where this girl named Caitlin, I say girl, she's probably about 24, 25 years old. She did a Mark Dice deal. She went to UCLA dressed up as LGBT, equality, rainbow, blah, blah, blah. And she walked up to people and she wanted them to sign a petition. And she said, would you sign a petition to put all conservatives on UCLA's campus into concentration camps? Everything I saw there for that 17-minute video, everyone said yes.
Yep.
That's our social justice warriors at work at our universities.
Right, and they're learning this stuff, Dave. And I, here at Colorado State University, it was just announced last week that they can no longer say the term ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Because of the transgender stuff going on. And of course, I say this all along, you know, they want to shut our water off. They don't want us using water, electricity, or anything else. But we've got over 20 breweries in Fort Collins now. And I, for the life of me, and then they're telling us we're using too much water. So, you know, but actually at Colorado State University, they have, degrees for brewmastering. And I think to myself, all these kids are going to school to learn how to brew beer. And I think to myself, why? Number one. And number two, you know, do they really think there's going to be a career in this in the next few years? And that they're borrowing tons of money to go to these colleges, and they're not learning anything.
Well, they're learning how to be good liberals.
Right, and that's about it.
That's exactly all they're learning. But
absolutely.
At University of Arizona, I don't know if they still have it, but a couple of years ago, they had a program overseen by a college administrator to the tune of $150,000 a year to hire spies to go out and spy on people on U of A's campus, University of Arizona, for inappropriate language. And I don't mean like dropping F-bombs or something grotesque like that. I'm talking about saying things like climate change is a bunch of nonsense, blah, blah, blah. And then they'd get turned in and these kids get pulled in and threatened to be expelled.
Well, let me tell you, Dave, that cell tower on the campus has all the government nitrate agencies on it, and it's spelled NITRD, and it's pretty much, it's NASA, the NSA, DARPA, it's everything. And I talked to an attorney one day, and we were just talking, and they said if DARPA's on that cell tower, you will never know what they did to your son. And I'm just telling you, Dave, the cell tower is still on the campus, and God knows what they're doing to those kids on that campus.
Do you think it's deliberate? Do you think it's an experiment?
Yes, I think a lot of it is. They're black ops, and they are experimenting on our kids, yes.
Is anybody out there talking about this actively, that this is a deliberate eugenics program to reduce the population, and these universities are the testing fields?
I don't know if anyone is talking about it, but like I said, the HAARP facility up in Alaska, they shut it down, and of course they could, because they've got the Berkeley VLF Research Group, and there's one in Florida, and that, if you look up the VLF Research Group, it's HAARP. And so when you start looking into this, this is where all these grids are connected, and they're on every college campus, Dave, every one of them. CSU's even hooked to HAARP. University of Denver's hooked to HARP. Boulder, CU Boulder's hooked to HARP. So to think that, and I've seen enough grids going up and down California, it would just boggle your mind.
And it's all lethal.
Absolutely.
Do they have any, have you read any estimates? It's probably too early, but in terms of first exposure to when, you know, people will expire, pass away, is there a time frame people need to be worried about? You mentioned a 10-year kind of moratorium with cell phone use. Anything like that with these cell phone towers?
I'm not real sure with the cell phone towers. I do have a microwave expert, and if he's listening, very nice man, calls me out of the blue once in a while, and we'll talk. And he told me that the cell tower itself had PAM signals on it, and those are pulse modulated. So, you know, this should tell everybody, you know, your smart meters are pulse modulated. The millimeter wave stuff with the 5G is pulse modulated. We're getting into all this stuff. The pulsing is the stuff that's creating all this havoc in our bodies.
Yeah, I'm pulsing mad at this. I really am.
Yep, right.
Where can people go to get more information?
Boy, there's another good website now, and it's scientistsforwiredtechnology.com, and it's scientists and the number 4 wiredtechnology.com, and you can a lot of these men have been going to Washington and doing all kinds of stuff, speaking, and I try to email legislators every day, Dave, somebody at least Monday through Friday. I try to contact somebody, if not my area, then, you know, in Washington, whatever you can do, try and do it. And also Orlene Keyhole, the president of the Eagle Forum out of California. She's the Republican Party. She's the president of it. And she's got a new book. And she wrote a book. It's called Whoa Nelly, 5G Dangers and Deception of Powerful New Wireless Technology. And I don't think the new – she just sent me a copy of it. But I don't think this version is out yet. So okay. I think it's going to be out in the next month or so. But make sure you get the updated one from 2019. And I'm telling you, Dave, it's fabulous. And she's actually got a letter to the editor in here about, and people have to understand about these. She talks about these smart meter fires.
Sure.
And about the surges that are in them, and she wrote to some of the newspapers there. But her house was the only one in her area in Santa Rosa in 2017. 5,000 homes burned down, 42 lives were lost, and they think it was from these smart meters.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, Virginia, we're out of time for this segment. I want to thank you so much for joining us.